Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. You doing all right? I mean, really, how's quarantine going? Stay at home, keep your distance, whatever you call it, wherever you are. How are you doing? I'm doing okay. I'm still buffaloing here, but I have to tell you, candidly and honestly, it is not always easy. I mean, you can't escape. You literally, all you see on the news, here on the radio, all people want to talk about and speculate about is the future, what we can't control. It's all speculation leading to anxiety and people getting a little unglued because there is a serious lack of a feeling of being in control. As a result, I wanted to put an episode together that explores what is actually normal. And what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks is mini journaling how I'm feeling and how others are feeling. And I want to share with you a list of what I believe is totally normal. And then I want you to think about a couple of strategies that you can use and employ to help those that you live with as well as serve. My wife, Megan, is the love of my life. Let's just get that out there in case she actually listens to this episode. But we are very different in our mindset about the future. We always have been. We are actually, I think, the picture in the dictionary of yin and yang when it comes to mindset. And it works wonderfully for us. That is, unless we are living in close quarters without relief for over a month. Anyway, I've been capturing her worries and my worries, my friends' worries, my relatives' worries, and then thinking about what to do about it. Worries are actually wonders, and wonders are unfounded thoughts that cause anxiety because you don't have an answer. When a wonder appears in your mind's eye, your brain takes over and creates a narrative, and that narrative tends to be fictional. And it's based upon other life experiences you've had, other fears you have, or things you've been exposed to in literature, movies, or television. Wonders can be whimsical and magnificent, but they can also be horrifying and get the adrenaline pumping in your heart, creating serious like stomach ache issues and heartburn. So what do? Well, we fix what's broken, which is one of the core principles of improvement. Wonders are fiction, and then they become broken narratives. And in the absence of facts, our lazy brain does things to create these fictional narratives and build them up until we begin to believe them. But the hard thing to do is attack that weird narrative and prove it right or wrong. Before we get into the strategies to address wonders as a family or for your students or those you serve, let's take a listen to what is normal for you and others as we are going through this once-in-a-century experience. Which, by the way, am I the only one who's lived through like 13 100-year floods and 8 never-before-seen weather phenomenons and constant new records for weirdness in nature and the world? Okay, anyways. Maybe we're just living through the greatest period in history. I don't know. But when I put this list together, I kind of channeled the comedian Jeff Foxworthy because I just kept laughing at all of the things that we now think are normal. So here we go. You are normal during quarantine if you think your hair is growing faster than normal. If you find yourself crying when people post videos of babies giggling. You have little fits of nervousness about things that 2 months ago you wouldn't have given a second thought to. You're extremely sympathetic for yourself and others all of a sudden. You're getting upset because no one wants to pick what's for dinner. You think that every 7-year-old is walking through Walmart carefree like they're immune to it and a boss. You secretly want to throw a water balloon at that overly friendly guy who waves at everyone energetically when you're out for a walk. You've created fictional stories about the people you see when you are out and about and walking. That guy looks like he might be a... You and the dog bark when you see the postal carrier. You think to yourself, didn't I just clip my nails? You've come to believe that sweatpants need to become part of business casual dress codes. You look in the mirror and ask your own image how it's going, and the image answers. You wonder why people are wearing a mask while driving by themselves. You experience shortness of temperament and tolerance for those you love and that guy who bikes with a hat on under his helmet. You believe that you really look good on those TikToks your kids are making. You are having one-way conversations with the people on the news as if they'll hear you and are actually listening. You find yourself streaming shows that are of absolute no interest to you. You mouth things while wearing your mask to people in the store and laugh because you just got away with something. If you're a teacher, you get an exciting feeling in your heart and your head when one assignment is turned in. You're wondering often about things that you can't control. You don't talk about the weather to anyone. Instead, the constant conversation is, "Wow, I really like your mask. Who made that mask?" The UPS and FedEx dropping off a package at your house creates a birthday party sensation in your mind and your body. You're mad because you can't buy enough gas. You find yourself Googling old boyfriends and girlfriends. You find yourself not thinking anyone is funny anymore, and then a moment later, everyone and everything is funny. And last, you're worried about the future for yourself, those you love, and those you serve. That's pretty normal. Okay, that's my list. And if you have more, add them to the Smart Thinking Twitter or Facebook page. And I'm certain you've got better ones than I gave you. However, the real reflection here is that there is no normal during this time period, and yet it is all normal. To be overcome with emotions, to feel overwhelmed, to feel extreme joy and gratitude, and to believe that it is simultaneously going to be the worst ever and the best yet is totally normal. But let's look at what leaders need to do when everyone is sitting around wondering what to do. One of the core principles of improvement is to fix what is bothering you. And many people need leaders to step in and help them see that as well as fix what is broken. And in the case of what we wonder and worry, we as leaders need to address the broken wonders and worries by addressing them and allowing people to safely inquire. Leaders are influencers, and when we have that responsibility, we need to take time to support the needs of those we serve. So, here are a few strategies to help you in your environments. Strategy for at home. Here's what you do. You create a wonder board or a place that family members can safely put things down on paper or up onto that they are wondering about. Now, if you have a strong relationship with your immediate family unit, you can simply ask, "What are you wondering about?" Every 2 days, Charlie and I go and we work out and do fitness because he's very fortunate and he's going to play soccer in college next year. So as a result, we get this great time together where I'm pushing him and helping coach him through the fitness and the skills and the techniques. But then when we're done, we have this opportunity for about 4 or 5 minutes where we're unlacing our cleats and putting everything away. And each time I ask him, "Hey, are you wondering about anything?" And I'd been doing that for a few days and he wasn't saying anything. And then finally he said, "I'm wondering if I'm even going to get to go to college next year." That allowed me and him to have a great conversation. Now, I couldn't tell him what was going to happen. I couldn't tell him what for certain would be his fate, but I could walk him through what he was worrying about and then help him find the answers. But here are a couple of important behaviors if you are going to employ this. Upon learning the wonder, do not immediately respond. Do not dismiss it as ridiculous or editorialize. Instead, take time to process the wonder and then respond to the wonder or research the answer with the others. There's nothing more comforting than when someone takes interest in their worry or wonder, and it is very empowering when you are taken serious by someone you love. Don't dismiss even the most minuscule wonder. Address it, be honest, and process strategies or solutions. Now, here's the second one. If you're part of a team, a great way to end a meeting is by asking, "What are you wondering? And or are there any wonders?" Too often, people leave meetings with team members and walk away wondering what is going to happen. Why did they say that? Why was so-and-so disengaged? And we don't get back together for days. And then in the interim, we get nervous and worry. Instead, we should have the ability to say, "I'm wondering about, I wonder if, I wonder why," and then have it addressed. It should become part of the norms, but when people are home officing and the only thing they can do is call other people and get each other all fired up with their own narratives and then build upon them and then hang up and worry even more, oh my gosh, guys, it's so important to get the stories out and straight immediately. Finally, the third strategy. If you are part of a large organization, you can, like I am with those I serve, send out a quick open-ended survey with 3 core questions. The reason you do this is to be able to collect all of the different mindsets and ways that people are thinking and worrying and wondering so that you can then create clear communication strategies or use their strategies to close some of the gaps in narratives. So here are the 3 things that you ask. First, list strategies that are working to help keep you engaged and informed. Second, describe what the organization, me as a teacher or the principal, or the doctor could do to help you have enough information so that you feel empowered and informed about the future. And last, describe what you are wondering about the organization. So again, if you listen to those three questions, can you hear what we're looking for? What is working? What do you need more of? Or what do we need to do different? And what are you wondering about? Everyone is worrying about the future. Is this company even going to be here? What's going to happen in fall? Will the students come back? Will we have a graduation ceremony? Will I have income? Are my investments gone forever? Did everything I save change? Will I still be able to retire? Those are things people are wondering. They're legitimate. And while they sound gigantic, we need to address them. The deal moving forward in the next month of uncertainty, after living through a month of it already, is that many people don't see an end in sight. And it is hard to run into a storm that you don't even see coming. So we need to get people reflecting and sharing what they are wondering. Wonders lead to worries, and leaders need to bridge the two with reality, facts, data, and honesty. Honesty in the sense that we have to sometimes say, we don't know. Yet, when we don't know, we have to explain what we're going to do and how we're going to handle it. One of the worst things you can do as a leader is wonder what they are wondering about, because that only creates a greater narrative in your mind, and then you chase all types of different strategies to address things that aren't even their problems or they're worrying about, and then you get frustrated because nobody seems to care about what you're doing. Uncertainty is like a cancer. One small amount of uncertainty not addressed will spread through the mind and grow into anxiety. You as an individual can feel it coming on, and that's why you need to address it as soon as you can. Get the facts, fix the problem, and find a process to address it. Oh, and do me a favor. Just one day this week, for half of the day, stay off of your device for extended periods of time, maybe 6 hours. I'm watching people I love dearly not able to stop looking at the news, the feeds, and the alerts. That is not helpful, and that leads to greater uncertainty. Ever wonder what will happen if you step up and help someone get through a period of uncertainty? I'll tell you. You'll feel intrinsically charged. They'll see a pathway, and you'll both know that you can depend on each other to get through whatever you're facing. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe the process you will create in order to support the wonders of those you serve and love. List the narratives in your mind that need a bridge to close the gap. And last, describe how you feel when a truth is unveiled around a wonder or worry you've been struggling with. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please share this on your platform and rate this and other episodes. That helps me grow the podcast. I also appreciate it greatly when I see new friends join in on our leadership journey. But also, don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter. Look for the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you to the Well Pennies for the great music, and make sure to check them out on their Facebook pages. They are sharing a song a day that they'll be playing, that they have played live in their home. And today they covered the B-52s, and I got Brian and Sarah's permission to end the episode with this wonderful version of that B-52 song, Rome. Finally, thinking about the podcast each week is something I really get excited about. And what I'm going to do each week to create a new episode is very rewarding for me. This episode hit home for me because I find myself nervous, which is not really my nature. And I find that my little tidbits of news that normally wouldn't even faze me seem to be magnified in my mind and my heart when I see and read them. I worry about a lot of other people because I don't get to see them and I don't get to interact with them. I don't get to look at them. I don't get to sense how they're feeling. It's pretty hard to do that, even when we're online and looking at each other in a Brady Bunch format on Zoom. I believe in charging into the storms of uncertainty and doubt. And I also believe that optimism will prevail in the face of skepticism and uncertainty. But in unprecedented times, it is getting harder and harder to find more Buffalo friends, and I see people wearing out. So I'm going to offer you a challenge. Get your wondering straight. Stop worrying about what you can't control and find yourself hyper-focused on the moment and creating a pathway for tomorrow. You've never been able to control what's going to happen in 30 days. So why do you think you can start now? We've never been able to control our future, so why do we suddenly have ourselves filled with sorrow and doubt? The world needs you to shine on, and even with financial uncertainty, social instability, unforeseen consequences all around us, history shows us one thing. we live on, and we always find a way. That basic thought fuels me through my nervousness. I believe my bad days are behind me. Do you know why? Because they actually are behind me, and I need to move forward. There are storms ahead. There are weirdnesses to come. And yet, there's only one thing you can do. Charge on into the storm like a buffalo, and be the best you can be as you influence and love others.
Till next time, keep on requesting stuff. We've been loving hearing about it.
Yes.